Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Andy, the program has begun.
How's it going?
Technically it's begun.
I might call in later.
Well, you're here in person.
Oh, yeah, no need to. Oh, yeah, good point. Good point, Ken. You're always thinking.
But you could move closer to the mic.
You just saved me a very embarrassing moment. If I had just sat here and called in, my face would be red.
No, all right, No, you can call in if you want.
Nah, I'm sitting right next to you. Really? Why bother?
Well, we've never done that before.
That would be.
You could call
maybe
in.
Maybe I will. We'll see how the show goes.
No, go ahead and call in. Just make sure the phones work.
Won't there be horrible feedback?
No. Go ahead.
You think Nick would let me on our call screener?
Nick, let Andy through.
No, Nick. You better screen me. Hold on.
You want Nick to screen you?
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
201.
201, 209.
Hold on. You're going so fast. 209. 9368. Does it spell out anything?
The 9368 spells WFMU, I think. Yeah.
Okay, I'm hitting send. Let's see.
So we get to hear.
Okay, it's ringing. So clearly the switchboard is not filled up. Clearly there's room
for you
to take a call.
Nick has picked up on you now. It looks.
Hey, Nick. I wonder if I could get on the air. I have something I really want to contribute to today's show. Well, I want to sing. I want to sing Ken a sweet little love song. Well, I was thinking of singing Walking My Baby Back Home.
I love that song.
He might like it. You never know.
Tell Nick to just let you through.
Worth a shot. Nick is not sure. My name is Bandy Treckman. Bandy Treckman.
That doesn't sound like a real name. Randy?
It sounds like a K, but it's an H. Yeah. I'm from Rochester. No, Syracuse. No, Rochester.
Rochester, New York.
Yeah, Rochester, New York.
We can't hear Nick. See,
yeah. Nick is having the time of his life, and we can't hear him. Nick has never been more on.
Okay.
Okay. Is he putting us through?
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
Andy in Rochester, you're on the air.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hi, Andy.
Can't believe I got through.
Thanks for calling.
First off, I just want to say that Andy's shoulders are hurting from carrying the whole show for the last 25, 30 years.
Absolutely.
Just remind me, just settle back. What exactly do you do, Ken? What do you contribute? Because we can't figure it out. I'm here with my wife and a couple of friends.
I'm the engineer. I raise the volume. I put the calls on the air. That's pretty much it.
You sure babble on the line for an engineer. That's all I can say.
I'll try to do better. I'll try to talk less.
Anyway, keep up the good work, guys. Your show is so good. I come very close every year to contributing money to the station. I think about it very hard every year.
Did you want to? Our call screener Nick the Bard said you wanted to sing a song.
Yeah, I'll sing a verse of "Walking My Baby Back Home."
Okay, go ahead.
Gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home, arm in arm, over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home.
Well, that was great. Thank you, Andy in Rochester.
The name is Bandy.
Bandy.
Bandy Trenkman.
Thank you, and call again.
I don't think so.
Hey, that was so much fun. Thanks for suggesting that or encouraging that.
No problem. Yeah,
Our review at the end of the show is definitely going to suck.
If
I was reviewing the show, I'd take 3 points off right there.
You should call in again.
Maybe I will. Hey, we should explain that our auditor and appraiser is also now reviewing every episode.
Right. He's going to call in at 5 minutes before the end of the show and give us his his tough but fair review of the
what
show.
What did he give us last week?
I don't think he gives ratings.
I think it was a very, very marginal thumbs up. He had some notes. He had a few critiques, but
he did not like the foreplay last week.
No,
I recall that.
No, but I didn't call in last week. I didn't sing "Walking My Baby Back Home."
No, I mean I'm sure he's going to love the foreplay this week, especially since we're still doing the foreplay and we're talking about it.
I think we blew him away. I think his head exploded.
And Sam, the appraiser, if you're listening, it would be great to give a 1 through 10 rating at the end of your review.
Oh, fingers crossed. Now I'm nervous. It does make you very self-conscious, doesn't it?
Do you remember when we used to review the show every week and it was always 4 stars, but the only difference was how big the stars were?
Yeah, the variable was how big they were.
Yeah.
They were 4 stars every week, but sometimes the stars were tiny, tiny. Sometimes they were medium size.
Oh, those were the days.
Man, were we funny.
When we used to play with font sizes. Oh, man. The show killed back then.
But we have a topic today.
Yeah, we do.
Not to get into gear.
Yeah, we're getting all excited for the imaginary fundraiser.
Who's we? I want to know who exactly is getting excited for it. Irwin, are you on that list? People getting excited for the imaginary? I want to know the list. Yeah. So you guys say these things. No one ever challenges this guy. Yeah, we're all getting excited. How many listeners out there do you think are getting excited? All right. Look, there's an imaginary. We regret that we have an imaginary fundraiser coming up, right?
Right. Starts next week.
It's the opposite of being excited, really. We're dreading it.
No, I think people are excited.
Yeah. And by excited, Ken means we're dreading it terribly. But anyway, it's going to happen. Whether we're excited or we dread it, it's inevitable. It's coming right down the track.
Well, I think you're excited because you wanted to start it off tonight.
Yes.
It hasn't even really begun until next Monday.
We're going to raise a little money tonight, and here's what we're going to do. You know when you're at some kind of a school function or there's a nonprofit and you want to raise some money?
Yeah.
They have what they call tricky trays, right?
Yeah.
Chinese auctions.
Yeah, tricky tray or Chinese
Dutch auctions. They have all these names for it.
Yeah.
And the people contribute goods or services. They say, "Hey, I own a donut shop. I can contribute 12 donuts, and you can auction that off, right?"
Right.
Or I'm in a band. I can contribute 2 tickets to our next show. You can auction them off, right?
Or I have a TV show. I can offer you a walk-on on my TV show.
Yeah, if I had a TV show,
yeah.
Which I'm not sure I do.
Anymore.
I think anymore. I think right now, you, me, and Irwin have the same number of TV shows. 0. But mine might get picked up. It could happen. Stranger things have happened.
I'm enjoying all the WFMU references in your new TV show.
Thanks. They were inadvertent. I'm very tired, and I don't remember what I'm writing. Right. So perhaps I can. Well, let's see. I can't offer a walk-on. I just can't. Number one, Netflix is sort of weird about that stuff and liability and insurance.
And number two, you don't have a new season.
I don't have a show.
Yeah.
But what can I offer? Well, you and I can offer a tour of WFMU, right?
Yes.
Would that mean anything to anyone?
Maybe sitting in with us for a show.
Would that mean something to someone?
Yeah, I think that might mean the most.
How about letting them have an hour on the air? Would you do that? Would you auction that off?
Sure.
You would? Okay, hold on. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Can they play their own stuff?
Well,
wait, would it be on our time slot?
Yeah, it would be on our time slot.
Oh, forget that. No way. I'm not giving up on that.
Okay.
I thought you meant like 4 a.m.
No.
Is there like an overnight time slot you could do?
That would be somebody else's time slot.
How about the earphones you're wearing right now? Would you auction that off?
Nope.
How about that monitor?
Nope.
How about that speaker?
Nope.
The stupid clock I have to look at all the time.
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, the clock. Hold on.
That round clock up there?
The round clock. It's your basic classroom clock. What do you think the dimensions of that are? That's about 1.5 feet, 18 inches, right?
No, it looks like 1 foot.
Okay, round clock, like a classroom clock. Traditional clock, but
I think we can come up with something better than the clock. I think even just sitting in with us, even if they don't do the show.
But that's a very special clock because it tells normal time for most of the day, but between 6 and 7 on Wednesdays, it goes very, very slowly.
Right.
It slows down.
It's a trick clock.
Yeah. How does it do that?
That's a good point.
Yeah. It seems to know that it's Wednesday at 6, and it just drags its butt.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
The other 167 hours a week are normal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the magic clock. Anybody listening to our show knows exactly what I mean.
Okay, the magic clock from the WFMU studio.
Yeah, that's something.
That's our first item.
What else? How about any 10 records, any 10 vinyl records?
No.
Your choice?
No.
Any 10 vinyl records?
No.
Honey, do the world a favor. How about any 4,000 vinyl records?
No.
All right, what can we offer? What can we offer?
Well, we're offering the clock. What are you going to offer?
Sponge bath?
No.
I'll pay for a sponge bath?
No.
What can I offer?
An evening in the Masturbatorium in Madison?
How about this? How about this? We do our show at 6, right?
Yeah.
Would you have dinner with someone at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday with me?
Sure.
Me, you, and... Okay.
Yeah.
So dinner with Ken and Andy. That's something.
Okay. At the City Diner.
At the City Diner, yeah. Right here in Jersey City. So yeah. You have to be local.
It's hip and delicious.
Yeah, but come
both.
But come anyway. Okay. Okay. Ken and Andy, okay. A late lunch, early dinner. Early dinner.
Yeah.
At the City Diner.
Okay. So we're looking for listeners to offer goods and services, and then we're going to have a reverse auction in the second half of the show. So please give us a call now at 201-209-9368. It's also a chance for you to plug your goods or services.
Yeah, that's right. And perhaps you have a store. You can contribute some merchandise from the store. Perhaps you have some kind of profession, like you're
a lawyer.
A lawyer, you can donate a couple of hours of free legal advice.
You might be an artist.
Might be an artist. You can donate a painting or art lessons, maybe a free a judo lesson. Why don't you and I offer a free judo lesson?
I don't know judo.
No, I don't either. But we're bound to know more than any novice.
I don't think so.
Somebody coming in saying, I want my first lesson, my very first lesson, I think I know a little more.
Well, I could watch a YouTube video and probably learn one move.
Let me tell you, use your own weight. You use the weight of the attacker against them.
Right. That's jiu-jitsu.
I don't think you're allowed to say that. Can you say jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, it's not offensive. It's the name of an actual martial art, jiu-jitsu. I don't know what you're thinking of. It's not an offensive term.
Yeah. I've been called it is why I... The only reason I mention it is I'm often called it.
No, it's not J-E-W.
Oh, maybe I misunderstand what they're calling me.
It's not J-E-W-jitsu. Yeah. It's J...
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jew bastard. I'm often called Jew bastard. Wait, what was your word?
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, that's completely different.
Yes.
Yeah. Withdrawn. Withdrawn.
It's not even spelled
withdrawn. The same. Withdrawn. Not even worth mentioning. 201-209-9368. We're looking for you to donate goods and services, and it all goes to a good cause. What's the cause? Is it Cancer Research Ken?
No, it's WFMU.
What is it?
It's WFMU.
Ah. Well, it all goes to a cause. It all goes to a cause.
No, it's a good cause. It is a good cause, and we're getting ready.
That's the same call letters as this station.
That's the that's who it's.
Oh, it's this station.
It's.
Ken. You sure know how to take the air out of any auction. Ken. Well, call anyway, 201-209-9368. We'll keep this station on the air single-handedly. Watch us roll. 201-209-9368, and let's put that first call on the air. Hey, thanks for calling. You have some goods and services you want to donate?
There wasn't anybody there. You tricked me. Just waiting for that first call.
So far we have the magic clock.
For our reverse auction, the
magic Wednesday clock, and we have an early dinner some Wednesday with Uncle Andy and Uncle Ken. And we'll reach for the check, right?
Yeah.
So at the very least, you're getting a free dinner.
I'd say an excellent chance that after dinner, we will invite you to come into the studio and join us for the program.
50-50.
50-50.
Yeah, we'll see how dinner goes.
Yeah.
You and I, maybe we'll make some eye contact. We'll gesture to each other about whether to extend that invitation.
Maybe we should have a code word.
Yeah. Like, okay, if I say, I'm bored to death.
Yeah.
That means we don't invite them.
But that's...
Can shoot me. That would mean we don't invite them.
No, I think we need something less...
Less subtle.
Yeah, less obvious than that.
Yeah. So coming up, being invited after dinner, that would be like Johnny Carson inviting you to the couch.
Exactly.
That's how you know the dinner went very well. And now over the dinner, will we have amusing anecdotes to share?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Lots By of then, them. I'll have one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Bye, Erwin. Hey, thanks for your kind words about my little groovy little show.
I've got some great new anecdotes about boilers. And
damn. I was going to do a boiler anecdote.
Today I had a very exciting adventure with the HVAC drainage pipe. I can talk about that. Lots of good stuff.
Well, anyway, the dinner's free. Just keep telling yourself, as Ken is droning on and on, the dinner's free, the dinner's free. That'll get you through it. It works for me almost every time I go out with Ken. 201-209-9368.
Oh, my God, is that what you're muttering?
Yeah, dinner's free. Dinner's free.
Oh,
he's going to reach for the check.
I had no idea.
Keep smiling. It'll be over soon. Nod your head.
I had no idea what you were saying.
That's how I'd get through.
Jesus. Wow.
Didn't you ever see me while we're eating dinner? Didn't you ever see me blink out the word torture?
I'm not very good at Morse code.
I learned it from John McCain. 201-209-9368. This is the last time I'm going to give the number out. I'm getting a little mad at our listeners. We need people to donate their goods and services.
Yes, we do.
Maybe they own some kind of dog grooming store, and they can donate the free dog grooming.
Oh, and Nick the Bard, get their email address also.
No, that'll just slow everything up.
But we need to be able to contact them.
Oh, that's true. 201-209-9368. That's the last time you punks are getting that number. That's it. I mean it.
Chris,
that's the number.
Chris in Red Hook, you're on the air.
I got a party boat. It's like a 160-foot long giant sailboat.
Hold on. This is too good to be true.
Huh?
It's Party with Ken and Andy with a Chance of Drowning.
And you...
Yeah, totally.
Where do you keep it moored?
It runs right out of the battery, like next to the Staten Island Ferry Terminal on the Manhattan side.
Really? And you own a 160-foot-long boat?
I used to own part of it. Now I'm like, I don't anymore.
But you can...
We'll have enough time to figure that story out.
Well, hold on. But you have access to it, and we can auction off... A cruise. Now, where would the cruise go? Around Liberty Island and around the harbor?
Yeah. It's the normal thing. We leave the battery and then we set the sails. It's a big sailboat.
How many people can you safely? You've heard that word before. Safely, right?
Safely.
Yeah. How many people could you
like
safely handle?
Hour.
Yeah.
149 is the maximum.
Oh my God! Capacity. That can't be true.
Wait, wow!
And you have a bathroom on board?
Yeah. It's like a proper thing. We do like 800 trips a year.
What's the name of the boat?
Clipper City.
Wow.
I think Clipper. C-L-I-P-P-E-R.
No, wait. And what are you offering? You're offering a one-hour cruise?
Like one trip.
Now, is that like a dinner cruise, an evening cruise, a sunset cruise?
It can. We'll figure the details out because I'm just kind of, we can, it. You know, we'll do it. Either at night or during the day, whatever you want.
Now, hold on. Do you have speakers on the boat?
Huh?
Do you have speakers and can you play music on the boat?
Yeah.
Okay,
hold on.
This is the deal breaker.
Trying to get FM music.
What radio station will we be listening to during our cruise?
During the cruise?
Yeah.
You guys can play whatever you want. Like any of the first three Exploited albums is fine. Just pick
any of those.
Whichever ones you like.
Great.
So it's a Sunset Jackson Brown cruise. Is that what we'll call it? The Jackson Brown cruise?
Let's not do sunset. Let's do 9:30 to 10:30.
You mean at night? You mean at night? You mean p.m.?
Okay?
Yeah, you wait 9:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
On like some Saturday night? On some Saturday night? Or Friday night?
Yeah.
This is pretty groovy. Now, you gotta
let me drive your boat, like down there.
I'm not sure I have a boat. I have to ask. I forget if I have a boat.
I want the clock, and I want to go to the studio.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have a reverse auction starting in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, Chris, hold on. So, Chris, you are offering off a one hour harbor cruise, for you and a group of friends. You're auctioning that off.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I just want to make it 100% clear because it's going to be money. It's going to exchange hands. You're donating that to the station.
Yeah. I'll give it.
And now, how can we confirm that you're not a, what do you call the opposite of sane?
Crazy.
Crazy, that's it.
Wait. You want me to be a little bit crazy.
No, I don't want you to be crazy because you're going to be steering the damn boat, right?
Maybe.
Now, yeah. Do you have a liquor license?
Yeah. We have all that stuff.
Wow.
And who's going to be steering the boat? Do you have a crew?
Me or this guy Robert or this guy Pat.
No, we don't want Pat. We don't want Pat. Wait, and will there be more than one of you available?
No, it's Captain Plus Five. It'll be different than your time machine canoe ride on, like, Lake whatever, North Jersey.
Hold on. Wait, you're donating an hour trip, and there's going to be a six-member crew.
Yeah.
But are you speaking for all of them? Are you their boss?
Yeah. I've been running the thing since 2009. We used to run out of.
Oh my God! Okay, I'm gonna say we're in business, but okay. I don't want to take anyone's money unless we're sure.
I believe.
No, you don't have to be nervous about that.
Hey, Chris, did you give Nick your email address when you called in?
Who's Nick? I don't remember.
Our call screener.
No, I do remember.
Well, Chris,
that,
Chris,
yeah, I gave him all the stuff.
Oh, you did? You gave our call screen.
Chris, I'm going to bid for this. I'm going to bid. I can bring.
You should.
I'm going to have so much.
I'll be thrilled to have you on board.
I'd be thrilled too. And I can bring. We can obviously take younger kids. I can bring my preteens, right?
Yeah.
And do you always return with approximately the same number of people that you leave with?
You know, we count them on, but I don't ever remember counting them off.
Oh, it's perfect, Andy.
Yeah, it's a perfect plan.
Perfect
way to get rid of you-know-who.
Yeah.
But there is a record of it on shore, like the number of people and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So if something happens, we'll be able to get to the
bottom. Oh, my God. We have an evening cruise around the New York Harbor. Fantastic. I can't wait to bid on that. Okay, thanks very much.
Chris.
Okay.
No problem.
Talk to you.
We need like a dummy. To come back to shore, so it seems like the same number of people.
What you do is you get a blow-up dummy.
Right.
You blow him up after you push him over the side,
right.
Over the rail.
Right.
He's gone. I'm talking about the IRS, the guy that's snooping around here.
I know. Yeah.
Looking at your books.
Yeah.
After every marathon.
Right.
The guy that you hate to see.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's gone. I've actually seen you. The auditor comes in, and I've actually seen you wet your pants.
No, Officer Noel.
Officer Noel.
We know who you're talking
about. We get rid of him. We invite him on the cruise, and we have an Officer Noel blow-up doll.
Perfect. Wow, this is great.
Well planned. Well, that's what you get. One of the perks of having a mystery writer for a partner.
Right.
Okay, let's see who else is offering goods or services that we can auction off.
Mark in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I have a Halloween costume store that also does party goods. And,
wow.
I'd be more than willing to give a $25 gift.
Yes. Well, wait, a $25 gift certificate, well, that can't auction off for more than $25.
Oh, you know what?
How about you say...
Make it $50. I like you guys.
But wait. But hold on. A $50 gift certificate, but do you auction that off?
That doesn't make a lot of sense. How about somebody can go into the store and for 20 minutes, as many costumes as they can pick out in 20 minutes?
How about this? You close your eyes. No, you close your eyes You close your eyes for 2 minutes.
I have, like, so much of an inventory, I can be cleaned out. I'd be willing to give a $50.
Hey, do you have a? $50. Okay, $50 gives it. Maybe someone. Would you be insulted if someone bid $25 to the station for the $50 gift certificate?
Would I be insulted?
Yeah. Perfect. No, that would be great. Okay, so we'd begin the bidding at $50, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take you up on that, Mark. Hey, Mark, do you sell red wigs? Like for?
Yes, I do.
I've always imagined Bethy as a redhead. That's one of my little 3 a.m. fantasies.
I have a question unrelated to this.
Yeah.
Mark,
before told me to go blank myself.
Who did?
Is the word go really necessary?
No.
If somebody says go blank yourself.
Yeah, I was at home anyway.
Right.
And yeah. I was on social media.
Because you can blank yourself. You don't have to move. You don't have to change location.
Yeah. I mean, go where? I mean,
Mark, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you very much. Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
Mark, what's the name of the Halloween store?
Oh, it's called We're Having a Party.
Great.
It's at 8414 Fifth Avenue.
Oh, it's in Midtown.
New York in Bay Ridge.
Oh, it's in Bay Ridge. Okay, it's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and I tell you what, I'll also buy that person a soda or a beer.
Or pop. Kids love pop. And throw in a red wig for my wife.
Okay. Well, if you want to wear it, that's fine, too.
Maybe. I'll say maybe to that. Hey, thanks very much. Yeah. We have
Carrot top look is good.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a $50 gift certificate.
Thanks, Mark. All right.
What wig do you want? What wig do you want your wife to wear?
I don't. Not into wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you have a thing about red hair, huh?
I have a thing about my thing.
Or is it a thing about wigs?
I have a thing about Mark. Just wanted to handle some hair that Mark's touched. Okay, so we have Mark is offering a $50 gift certificate to his store in Brooklyn.
And a beer. Plus a beer.
And a beer.
Yep.
Chris is offering a killer donation, a 1-hour cruise around the harbor for a large group, perhaps. Any group up to 140. I don't know what to do because I have 155 close dear friends. I don't know who I wouldn't invite.
You'd have to choose somebody.
Oh, it's going
to
kill me. This is going to kill me. And you and I have a dinner that we're auctioning off in a few minutes, and we have our magic station clock.
The magic WFMU main studio clock.
Yep. It tells perfect time all the way for most of the week, but then every Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Do you want perfection?
It goes very, very slow.
Perfect 167 hours out of the week.
Anyone that's been listening from the beginning of this show knows exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, do we have someone on the phone?
We do. Dave in Union, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Hey. It's Engineer Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, okay. Thanks for calling, Dave. Can you donate some goods or services?
I can offer up a 4-hour block of rehearsal time at my studio in Union.
Yeah. Oh, that'll mean a lot to any musicians listening.
Great.
Why don't you tell, what is the name of your studio?
Macro Sound.
Macro Sound, and just describe in a line or two what they might find in your studio.
Wide array of top-notch equipment.
Top-notch. You can't get
friendly,
better than top-notch.
Friendly atmosphere. Got some cool artwork on the wall.
A lot of studios, you know what they have? They have notch equipment and just atmosphere.
Bottom-notch equipment.
No, but
right?
This is top-notch equipment and friendly atmosphere. Okay, so you're in Union, New Jersey, and 4 hours of rehearsal time. Can they roll tape while they're there? Can they record?
Let's say we could do a 2-hour recording.
Okay,
time.
A 2-hour recording session. Wow, that'll mean a lot. A lot of musicians are listening.
Awesome,
Dave. You're a good friend to the show and to the station. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to auction that off in a little bit. So this is going to be a live auction.
Thanks, Dave.
And do we have enough to auction now?
We
do you want to get one more?
We have 5 items. Yeah, it would be great to get maybe one more item.
Okay, one more item. And I'm not giving the number because I'm bitter and resentful that people didn't call.
Yeah, the number is 201-209-9368.
Yeah, Ken can give the number.
Looking for one more good or services.
Here's what we have so far. We have the Magic FMU Studio Clock. We have a dinner with Andy and Ken on some Wednesday here in Jersey City. We have a sunset cruise, or even later, a late-at-night party cruise.
Yeah, the Sunset Jackson Brown Cruise.
The Jackson Brown Cruise.
Cruising around New York Harbor in Clipper City, a 160-foot-long sailboat.
But it doesn't have to be Jackson Brown. It's your choice of music.
What else could they listen to?
Well, there are regulations against playing FMU, but there are almost any other station you can legally tune into.
Okay.
Because it's in the open. That's, the public can hear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You remember that?
No, I know. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
And then
that class action lawsuit.
We have a $50 gift certificate at a Halloween costume store in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, plus a beer.
Yeah, Mark sounds great. And we're going to maybe auction that off for close to $50. It's still a good bargain. And Dave in Union, New Jersey has a top-notch recording studio.
Full back line.
Full back line. Don't know what that means, but he's offering 2 hours of recording or 4 hours of rehearsal space. All right, let's see if we can get one more donation, and then we're going to start our auction.
Right. It's going to be a reverse auction. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be fun. We can't legally say a lot of fun.
It might be fun.
Remember the lawsuit? Last time we said a lot of fun.
Yeah. Sorry.
Lawyers were all over us.
There could be fun.
Yeah. You don't remember the judge? Judge taking us both to the carpet. Just, you can't use the phrase "lot of fun" anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's just put him through, and we'll just get this last. We'll get this last donation. Here we go, Nick. Put him through, son.
Put him through, Nick.
That's right. Put him through, son. Put him through like the wind. Call screen like the wind.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I have some goods that maybe someone would like.
I'm sure they would. So describe them.
Okay, I do stop motion animation with my friends for fun.
Okay.
And I am offering to make someone the world's tiniest band shirt.
The world's tiniest band shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means.
It can be any band. It's going to be small enough to maybe put like two fingers in. You can have your two fingers have a shirt, but I will make them the world's smallest band shirt.
You mean they will tell you what they want on the shirt, either a band or a radio station.
Yeah.
And you will make a small shirt, and the shirt will be small, and it will be like for your fingers. It will be like a cute little.
Yes. When I say tiny, I mean very tiny.
They can use their little fingers to walk across the plate, and it would look like it's wearing a shirt, a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I love that.
Or I would have it on a tiny hanger, too. So you're going to get it on a really tiny hanger.
Wow.
That is the cutest thing. Now, that's the working definition of cute.
Yeah. I love that idea.
I do, too.
And Amanda, does your animation studio have a name?
We're on YouTube. We're a fan stop motion Dr. Puppet. And October 1st is our finale episode that took us 2 years to make.
Okay, Dr. Puppet on YouTube. So look for that October 1st. And congratulations on passing the YouTube audition.
Oh, thank you.
I got rejected by YouTube time and time again. I really admire you.
What did you do that you got rejected? Most people.
I was writing. I thought it was well produced. I sweated over it, and they just said, sorry, it's not up to our standards.
Wow.
I couldn't get it. Yeah. But you had no trouble, and I appreciate that. Hey, thanks very much. Okay, so now we're ready to begin our
auction. Thanks, Amanda.
So this is a reverse auction. I guess it's sometimes called a Dutch auction, and I'll show you how it works. We're going to start the bidding, and you're not going to be competing with other callers. I'm going to name a price, and if no one calls, we're going to lower the price, and we're going to lower the price again, and the first person that calls will be committed to buying that item via PayPal. Is that right, Ken?
Yeah, via PayPal.
Do you want to give out the PayPal information, or...?
The WFMU PayPal address is donate@WFMU.org.
Okay. So which one do you want to do first, Ken? We have six items here.
Well, first we got to say that there is going to be a reserve price, so it's not going to keep going down forever.
Right.
It's not going to go down to zero.
So the magic clock, what is the reserve price for that? You don't want to sell that for less than, say, a price.
$50.
Okay, that's not going to sell. Okay, so let's just cross that off.
No.
That's a bust.
All right, fine.
No, that's a bust. No one, no sane.
It's a
rational,
magic clock.
No.
It's the clock from the WFMU studio.
No well-adjusted person is going to pay anything for that.
All right, well, what do you think the reserve price should be?
No one's going to pay anything for that. A clock.
All right, then let's do the dinner.
We're moving on. Okay.
Let's do the 7-second delay dinner.
It's 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. dinner, some Wednesday in Jersey City with Uncle Ken and Uncle Andy. You get to have dinner with us and then come on up and sit in on our show. Which we do at 6 o'clock. Okay?
Yeah.
You know where we are. We're here in Jersey City every Wednesday.
And I'd say 53% chance that after dinner we'll invite you into the studio to sit in with us during the show.
And, you'll know how you're going if I make the shoot myself gesture.
So what should the reserve price? Can the reserve price for this be
$50? $50? Who's going to pay that? All right, let's see. Let's just see what happens. You want to have a reserve price?
There has to be a reserve price. If there's not a reserve price,
it'll
then
go down
people
to
just wait for it to go to zero, or they wait for it to get to,
okay, I see. Okay.
To $2.
Okay, $50 is the minimum.
It's like you've never participated in a Dutch auction.
I've hardly been out of the house. Okay, $50 is the floor. Right?
Right.
That's as low as we're going to get. We're going to start at $300. If you would pay $300 for dinner with Ken and Andy, And I guess dinner for two, right? And yeah. We'll reach for the check.
Dinner.
So you're getting a factor that wait, we can't say $50 because if it's dinner for two, that's close to $50 right there.
We're talking about the city diner.
Okay. Fine. Because and you're saying
so
that
dinner
you
for
know,
two. It's two people.
Yeah, you're we're, saying that knowing I'm going to reach for the check. This kills me.
We're inviting two people to have dinner with us before a show at 5 p.m. And then
if you'd be willing to pay $300, dial now 201-209-9368. The first person that dials has committed themselves to $300. Going once, going twice, 201-209-9368. There's no call screening now. Nick, let every call through. Okay. $250. 201-209-9368. If you call that number now, that's the price. You're getting a free dinner and a tour of the station and some boiler stories from Uncle Ken.
And some very funny zingers from Andy Breckman.
It's going to the first person that calls. Okay, I'm lowering the price. $200. $200. First person that calls. 201-209-9368. And it's for an okay cause.
No, it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause. It's WFMU.
Yeah.
It's a very good cause.
Yeah. WFMU. It's for a very good cause. Helping listeners like you become more like Ken. 201-209-9368 is $200. Okay, $150. First person that calls nails it. $150. You live near Jersey City or you're in the city. We're just a ferry ride away, right? 201-209-9368. $150. If that phone rings, we've sold it. Okay, Ken, I'm about to say $100. No, no one's there. Okay, Ken, I'm about to say $100. This is going to be it. Oh, there it is. Congratulations.
Hi, you're on the air.
Great.
Congratulations. We'll see you in Jersey City. So, do you have a PayPal account?
No.
Well, wait a minute. You got to get money to us.
Well, what's your name?
Peter. I was there today. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
Good enough.
And you want the dinner with Ken and Andy?
I guess.
For $100.
That's great.
No, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
As much as we can.
It should be very entertaining.
Well, it's not going to be very entertaining. No.
Okay, well.
We never said that. You can go back, read the transcript.
Yeah, we're legally not allowed to say very entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay, there'll be food though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, there'll be food.
Cool.
Yeah, you got that. You got that. And Ken will just be glaring at you in stunned disbelief.
I for an hour. Understand that.
Yeah, so brace yourself for that. So that's $150, and you'll bring the check tomorrow.
No, $100.
No, $150.
No, you were down to $100.
Yeah, $100.
Oh, yeah. Did I say 100?
Yeah, you got down to 100.
I'll buy my own Coke if that helps.
No. $100. And the dinner's on me. It'll be my gift to the station.
Great.
Dinner's on me, and as long as and Ken will take point during the tour because I can't bear to.
You take credit cards?
I don't think we do take credit cards.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do.
No, we'll take a credit card tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Pete.
Great. Thank you, Peter.
Sure.
Okay. We look forward to. And are you going to bring a friend with you?
I hung up on him. Sorry.
Oh, I wonder who Peter's going to bring. That's a hot date. You know, hey, you want to meet my friends Ken and Andy?
Wow, we did a successful Dutch auction.
Here we go. Now we have, should we do the cruise? No, I think we wait for the cruise.
Yeah.
That's the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing is in Brooklyn, there's a party store, a Halloween store, costume store. Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, we're having a party.
We're having a party.
Bay Ridge.
It's in Bay Ridge. There's a $50 gift certificate.
Plus a beer.
We're starting the auction at $4,000. $4,000 for this $50 gift certificate.
Why would anyone?
$4,000. 201-209-9368. Anything?
That seems kind of high for a $50 gift certificate. Even if somebody...
And the beer.
Yeah. Even if somebody wanted to do it, you know, as a gesture to help WFMU.
Okay, you know what? We're going to start at $50. We have no choice, right?
Okay.
I mean, so who's going to pay more than $50?
You're dropping it down from $4,000 to $50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called being realistic.
Okay.
201-209-9368. $50, and you have a $50 gift certificate. You're helping WFMU. You have a great Halloween costume, and you go home with a beer.
You have a beer with Mark.
201-209 to the owner of a costume store. That's an experience. Until you've had that experience, a drink with the owner of a costume store.
And if you would like this, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're having a reverse auction
here.
We're
lowering the price now to $40. $40 for a $50 gift certificate. If you're going to spend $50 this Halloween, this is already a tremendous discount, a tremendous deal. 201-209-9368. First person that calls gets a $50 gift certificate for $40.
So you could buy $50 worth of merchandise for $40 and then resell it for $50. And you'd make a 25% profit.
Okay, we're going to say $35. $35, first person that calls. 201-209-9368.
What's our reserve price here?
Well, I don't know.
It's we can't go down to zero.
Yeah, that would just hurt this kid's feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, $30. 201-209-9368. First person that calls gets it.
Why do they call these Dutch auctions?
Because I think the Chinese just refuse to allow you to make fun of them anymore.
Well, Chinese auction is a different thing. That's a tricky tray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we down to?
$30.
201-209-9368. 30 going once, 30 going twice. This is $50. If you're going to spend $50 this Halloween and you live in Brooklyn, this is irresistible. Okay, $25. That's half price. My God. By all that's holy. 201-209-9368. $25 for a $50 gift certificate to a costume store in Bay Ridge.
And it helps WFMU.
Are these mics on?
Yeah, the mics are on.
Can
of
you
course.
Check to see if the if your little transmitter's on?
It's on.
You better transmit.
Yeah,
you better
check. We're transmitting.
You can? How do you know?
Yeah. If it wasn't on, I would get a call.
I'll prove to you it's not on. You want me to prove it?
Yeah.
Okay, $25 for a $50 gift certificate, 201-209-9368. Any calls?
No.
See?
No, it's on. It's on.
Well, how could people resist that?
Maybe people having trouble getting out to Bay Ridge. I don't know. Why don't you drop the price a bit more?
$20. That's it.
I think we went down to 20 already.
I think that's as low as we should go. $20 and you get a $50 gift certificate this Halloween store. 201-209-9368. We're going to go once, going twice.
Wait, let's give out the phone number.
201-209-9368, going three times.
Go another couple of times.
Of course. Going four times. Going five times. 201-209-9368. Going six times. I believe at Sotheby's they go 90 times. Going seven times. Seven times the charm. Eight times. Anybody? $20 for this $50 gift certificate. We're moving on. We can't. Okay. Not sold.
Boom. Done.
What do they call it at the auction house? That lot. Okay, so lot number three. So just to review, the first lot, the magic studio clock, we took off the table because we were just embarrassed.
It's a magic clock.
Yeah.
I don't know why you did
the
that.
The second lot, the dinner with Ken and Andy, was sold for $100. The third lot, we just couldn't move at all. No bids at all. Okay. Are you ready? In Union, New Jersey, we have a four-out. We have a well-appointed, top-of-the-line, high-tech recording studio.
Called Macro Sound.
Macro Sound. We're offering either a four-hour rehearsal session or a two-hour recording session. And the bidding starts at, tell me, Kenny.
$200.
$200?
Yeah.
Okay, $200. First call. First person that calls gets it. 201-209-9368. You must have, maybe your little son's in a little band. Maybe you're playing in a little band, one of those rock bands. This is a tremendous bargain. All right, $175. 201-209-9368. First caller gets it.
It's a reverse auction.
Do you want to do this telepathically? The first person that thinks about doing it will get it?
No, I'm not good at telepathy.
Well, oh.
Are you good at it?
Well, a lot of people, they may be having trouble getting to their phones, or they're driving. They can't get to their phones. Wait, I'm getting an incoming telepathic call.
Who is it?
Oh, it's a prank. They just yelled Baba Booey. Okay.
You should screen those out.
I know. I should get a mental call screener.
Yeah.
Okay. $125 for a two-hour recording session in Union, New Jersey.
Or 4 hours of rehearsal.
Yeah. 201-209-9368.
Full back line, drum kit, bass amp, guitar amps, fresh cymbals.
First person that dials gets it.
Fresh drumsticks.
This is hard. This makes me not look forward to our bingo night.
Oh, well, bingo night is canceled, by the way.
Did you just decide to do that after our auction bit the dust?
No, we couldn't get the gambling license in time.
Oh.
We got the gambling
license. Are we going to get it eventually?
Yeah, we are. We got the gambling.
Oh, it'll be rescheduled.
Yeah, we'll reschedule it for after October. But we got the gambling license from the state, but not from the city yet.
Oh, my God, they make you jump through the hoops.
Yeah.
You should bring your own hoops.
Go down to 100.
So you don't have to jump through their hoops.
Yeah.
All right, $100 for a four hours in this top of the line, state of the art rehearsal studio, Union, New Jersey, 201-209-9368. $100. It's yours if you call now. Ken, anyone? Ken, anyone?
Let me check. No.
I can't go lower than 100.
Yes, you can. Go down a bit.
Okay.
$75. Why? Why?
You have no shame.
Why is that a problem?
You just have no shame? You have no mirrors in your house? Don't you have to look at yourself in the morning? $75.
I don't have to.
$75 for 2 hours of recording time. Oh my God. $75. You'll never get a bargain like this. 201-209-9368. Just drive your little Woody station wagon to Union, New Jersey. You don't have to live in Union.
Woody station wagon?
Yeah, that's what the bands have. They put all their instruments in their Woody.
Like a hearse?
No, Woody's a station wagon with wood, with the wood paneling.
Oh, the wood
paneling.
Okay.
Hello. You ever hear of a group called the Beach Boys? We're loading up our Woody.
Yeah, Woody kind of has a different meaning these days.
No, you want to auction one of those off?
No.
201-209-9368. Okay, we can't go lower than $75.
Okay.
We just can't. Okay, so we're withdrawing
taking
that
lot off. Thanks, yeah. Dave, for the offer. Sorry we couldn't get a taker on it.
Okay, Amanda is offering little tiny, cute as a button, and not much bigger than a button, custom-made T-shirts.
So you could get a Ramones shirt, you could get a Black Flag shirt, a WFMU shirt, and Amanda will make it so small that it's a little T-shirt that comes on a hanger that fits on your finger.
No, I think two fingers. It'll slip over two fingers.
Two fingers.
And then you could walk around the table. What a great icebreaker. We should get one of those for our dinner with Peter.
Yeah.
It'll be something to talk about.
The world's tiniest band T-shirt or radio station.
Yeah, custom made, your favorite band
and,
or radio.
And how much are we offering this for? Start at
Wait, you want to say, okay, $4,000, but who's calling?
$4,000
okay,
for the world's tiniest band T-shirt. You're on the air. Congratulations.
Would you do 75 for a recording session?
Yeah, we'll take it. 75 for the recording session.
You got it.
That's
really?
Yeah. What's the name of your little band?
Linden Street Barn.
You can't beat that. That's the best name of any band ever. Okay.
And we practice close to Union, actually.
Oh, cool. That'll be great. Well, now you have a couple of hours in a recording studio.
And what's your name?
My name is Andy.
Okay, Andy. And do you have a PayPal account?
I have a credit card with me.
Can we take credit cards, Ken?
Well, you can pay by PayPal with a credit card.
Yeah, I guess so. Then.
Yeah, go to paypal.com and send... Using your credit card, send it to donate@wfmu.org.
Sure.
And we will hook you up with Mark, the proprietor of Macro Sound.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay, Andy, congratulations. We've got to move on. We have
Thanks, Andy.
Just a few minutes left. Okay, so Amanda's little cute as a button, little T-shirts, custom-made T-shirts. Okay, you said $4,000, but we have to move on.
Okay.
You want to say $100?
$100.
$100 for that T-shirt, 201-209-9368. First person that calls gets it for $100. $60?
An authentic, okay, $60.
$60 for the cute little T-shirt. Your fingers, people, maybe you didn't hear me. Your fingers go into the T-shirt. They dance around the table.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Beth. How you doing?
Beth, you just bought a damn T-shirt for $60.
No.
Yes, you did, honey.
No.
Yes, you're committed. Thanks, honey. This is the worst. Every year at Marathon, I dread Beth calling. Okay.
Oh, shut up. Wait, just listen to my suggestion.
No. Yeah, go.
Hello?
Yeah, go.
I think you should leave the auction up for a week and then tell who the winners are next
Maybe.
Week. Not giving enough people enough time to think about it.
I think you have you've given us a lot to think about, honey.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Bethy, I think I got us a red wig. I got us a line on a red wig. I know a guy who knows a guy. I know a wig. I have a wig guy.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you want the world's tiniest band T-shirt for $60?
Sure.
All
right. Beth already bought it, right?
No. Beth passed on. Beth just called.
What's your name?
Well, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Okay. Oh, wait, Sam, but you can't call quite yet with your review because we have our biggest item is yet to be auctioned.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
But Sam, are you serious about the T-shirt?
Well, I mean, I think Beth legally has to buy it.
Fine. Well, but wait, we have another call. Hold on.
Hey, Sam, hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wait, we have our cruise. Wait, here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, can I still get the 2-hour recording?
No, that's off the table. Thanks.
Sorry.
Okay, do you want to lower the price on the T-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, $40 for the cutest little T-shirt you ever saw.
Like an authentic, tiny little Ramones T-shirt.
Why don't you buy it? It's a great gift. For a mentally challenged friend. Someone, or maybe someone that suffered an industrial accident recently.
Uh-huh.
Someone that's dizzy, not thinking straight.
Well, I don't want to take it away from somebody else who might want it. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
$35. That, I think, is our floor.
That
Am I right?
The floor, yeah.
$35? Is that somebody calling?
Yes.
Okay,
how Hi, you're on the air. Do you want the world's tiniest band shirt for $35?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, what is your name?
Sam the Appraiser. I called back because I want it for $35.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, you got it. Sam, you got to hold on because we have our big item to auction off.
Awesome.
Okay.
Sam called. Man, is he sharp.
Okay.
He was going to get it for $60. Okay, let's
here we go.
It.
Now we have the
cruise.
The 930. Okay, the cruise up to 140 people with a crew of four or five. This is a real crew.
Crew of five people.
Okay, out of which harbor?
Battery Park.
Yeah, out of Lower Manhattan.
Near the Staten Island ferries where it takes off from.
Okay, we're going to start our bidding at $1,000.
You'll cruise around New York Harbor.
201-209-9368. Almost everyone comes home on one of these cruises. 201-209-9368. They count the people loading onto the boat. And they want approximately that number. You know, it'd be even creepier
what?
To have more people when you get back.
Yeah.
That would be even tougher to explain. 201-209-9368, $1,000. Going once, going twice. Anybody calling? $800.
And how many people can they bring?
Over, he said 140.
Wow.
$800.
Then actual cruise around New York Harbor, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m.
This is unbelievable. This would normally cost thousands of dollars if you were going to rent one of these boats. Okay, people, I'm going to warn you, when we get down to $500, and Bethy, I hope you're cool with this. I love you, honey, if you're listening. I'm going to bid on it when we hit $500. Just so that's fair warning. Here we go. $600, a cruise with Chris for you and up to 140 friends.
The boat is called Clipper City. Takes off from Battery Park City, cruises around the Statue of Liberty, New York Harbor.
Okay, $550.
Phone number is 201-209-9368,
okay.
$550.
This is it, going once, going twice, because if nobody bids $550, I'm taking it for $500.
So go down to 525.
All right, 525, 201-209-9368. This is an unbelievable opportunity. I'm going to have so much fun on this stupid thing. When we get our season two, I'm going to charge Netflix for it. We're going to have so much fun. Okay, I'm taking it for $500.
Done.
Okay. Chris, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Sam the Appraiser, call back. We need the review of the show.
Yeah.
Hurry. Sam the Appraiser, give us a call.
I'm sure he'll say the high point for him was when Sam the Appraiser called. Okay.
That's not really fair.
Now I owe you
$500. Yeah.
Wait, how do I do this? I need to make sure this is authentic.
Yeah,
can you do that for me?
Yes, I will.
All right. Hi, guys.
Hey, Sam, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam. That's our show. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. And we have a few minutes. Sam, how would you review this show? And please end your review with a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5-star rating.
All right. Here we go. I might call in later. With that zinger, the first of many tonight, the show was off and rolling. But who would have expected that he'd actually call in?
I have to admit, I was on the edge of my seat when he was getting the screening treatment from Nick. He said he was from Rochester, then changed to Syracuse. That made me laugh, because his attempt to make the lie better just exposed the lie as a lie. The perfect is the enemy of the good, remember? When he said, Nick has never been more on? LOL. That was good. And Bandy Trekman's rendition of Baby Back Home was genuinely touching. But then came the fatal flaw. An entire show devoted to discussing a silent fundraiser? Forgive this critic for expelling a groan. Instead of a real topic, it was once again a fourth wall breaker, a show about the show. What followed was a full-throated attempt to sell anything and everything in sight. The clock, the records. But then came the next zinger. Why don't you and I offer free judo lessons? That got a laugh. Other great zingers followed, including, didn't you ever see me blink out the word torture? And this is the last time I'm giving out the number. I'm getting a little mad at our listeners. The stone boat guy was great, talking about the time machine canoe ride on the lake in North Jersey. That was a great line. I've always imagined Bethy as a redhead. Fantastic. And yes, why do you need to go blank yourself? Although I know why. It's because nobody wants to see that happen. Once the auction started and Andy started dropping the prices desperately, I found myself wiping away a little tear. The sadness was palpable. But offering the $50 gift certificate for $4,000? Well, corny. Somehow made me laugh like a schoolgirl. Well done, Sir Andy.
Okay, Sam, you got to jump to the rating.
All right. In conclusion, the show was pretty good. There were a lot of great singers, and I guess I'd give it a. I don't really like to give grades, but I give it like an 8.
All right, an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I wish I did that well with my good cop.
Thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Thanks very much, and we'll see you
next
week.
Okay. And thank you, Nick the Bard. This is WFMU East Orange.
Thanks to everyone who pledged, and we made some money for the station.
Yeah, WMFU Mount Hope.
I hope God will forgive me. We made some money for the station.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla.
Holy Moses, hard looking out. All them oafies are hard looking. Oh, but I'd hate to hit that desert in a jalopy like that.
You and me got sense. Them Okies got no sense and no feeling. They ain't human. No human being wouldn't live the way they do. Human being couldn't stand to be so miserable.
Just don't know any better, I guess. You people got a lot of nerve.
What do you mean?
Crossing the desert in a jalopy like this.
You been across?
Sure, plenty, but never no wreck like that.
If we break down, maybe somebody give us a hand.
Well, maybe, but I'd hate to be doing it. Takes more nerve than I got.
You take no nerve, do something, ain't nothing else you can do.
Good evening, lifers. You are listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I am Kim Zilla. Do you feel like I've had a little change in my intro thing? Your Should intro I try something style? Else out?
Do you want to try something else out? What else would you try?
Go again.
Okay. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
Yeah, I think the first one was better.
Okay.
I vote the first one. I like that better. But let's workshop it. We can work on it. We can try some different voices.
Yeah, we can do it weekly.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
I was doing that thing for a while on the podcast that you didn't like. The, like, yours.
I liked that. Are you kidding me?
Well, it was very silly.
I like silly. That's my problem. Like today,
mm-hmm.
in our studio,
yeah,
we have a guest.
We have a guest.
And I feel like this guest, it's not a silly subject.
No, it's not. We're not doing a silly subject. We didn't do a silly subject last week either.
Where do all my punchlines go?
Well, we save them in a little bank. And
save them for a future rainy episode. Day,
and then we bust them all out when we don't have a show idea.
Yeah,
and it's just punchline after punchline.
That's a great idea.
For a whole show.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, without further ado, let me tell you who we have in studio.
Please
we
do.
Have the great Jessica Bruder. If you don't know who Jessica Bruder is, or can we call you Jess?
Please.
Jess has written about labor and economic justices for publications such as the New York Times, Harper's, Wired Magazine, The Nation, probably a lot more since this was written. She's also published a book about the new American labor force of transient workers and the dark underbelly of the American economy called Nomadland, Surviving America in the 21st Century.
Yeah, which is about the tens of thousands of Americans that have traded in their brick-and-mortar homes for real estate, which is so fun to say.
W-H-E-E-L.
Yeah, not like I have a speech impediment. Wheel estate. In many ways, they're sort of the Okies of the great 2008 recession. Grandparents living in school buses and vans, seeking seasonal work, doing things like cleaning toilets at campgrounds, picking blueberries in Kentucky, sometimes for wages and sometimes just for a place to park their van.
So for 3 years and more than 15,000 miles?
Yes.
From Mexico to the Canadian border, Jess traveled and worked alongside them in a van, which I love the name of your van, Halen. And during that time, Jess worked in locations such as sugar beet processing facilities and, really interesting, an Amazon warehouse. So Jess joins us live in studio tonight to talk about her book and her own experiences on the road. Welcome, Jess.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Although if we can't make bad jokes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do either. I mean, it's funny because it's a serious topic. And, you know, while there's been all sorts of itinerant labor through American history, you know, notably Latinos too. I mean, there have been mm-hmm. so many different flavors of that sort of work.
Yeah.
This is something that is really a recession and post-recession era phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you're out there on the road with people, I think people expect, if it's tough economic times, that means hair shirts and ashes and everybody's lamenting their lot. But frankly, the sense of people, it's the most pun-heavy subculture I think I've ever encountered. You know, everybody out there is just having a life like anybody else. So there's actually a lot of humor. There's a lot of humor in the book, which I think people don't expect. They expect it to be like a leaden read.
Yeah. No, that was what was fun about the book, is that a lot of the characters, especially Linda May, they all had really rosy, positive outlooks. And I don't know if it was the braveness of that situation that led them to be able to take a jump like living in a van, if that's what it takes, that you have to be kind of a brave, free spirit. Did you find that in the population that you worked with and were around, that they were a type of person?
Yeah, I mean, definitely super brave, independent, resilient, free-spirited types. I think it takes that, particularly if you never imagined going full-time nomadic and it becomes the most viable decision in your 60s or something, just the idea, you know, we're a culture that likes to talk about disruption and innovation, and often it's like a faster way to get toilet paper. Mm-hmm. But when you look at people who have lived all one way in their own lives and then completely just flip it, I mean, to me that was pretty amazing just to watch how resilient folks were just getting out and doing it.
Yeah.
And with that, I think that the van life thing has gotten very romanticized.